Do you ever hear any other name for syrup? What about blue?
Oh yeah, molasses.
Is that different?
Yeah, no, it's the same thing, more than it's the molasses is the backings of sugar. When they drip that sugar, they take the drippings, that's called molasses. They put that out to go in, most of the time, this feed.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean when they drip the sugar?
Well, they drip that sugar, when it's cooked to a sugar state. See, they got meter to cook by.
Mm-hmm.
And you run when you get to a sugar stage, you cut that gas off and run all that off.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the skimmings off of that goes one way,
mm-hmm.
and the syrup goes out of there and goes another way.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's carried over there and fixed to where it'll go to sugar, your body. But during the time it's going to sugar, it's on a drainage. And that drainage is to drain that syrup off of it.
And that's the molasses thing. Did you ever hear them call long sweetening and short sweetening?
Not know that.
If you wanted to buy some molasses or syrup, what would it come in?
Half gallon buckets and jugs. Half gallon jugs.
Did you ever hear people talk about a stand of molasses?
Yeah, you put it on the table in a pitcher, I call it.
Uh-huh.
You put it on your plate.
You've heard that called a
syrup stand.
Uh-huh. And a little room off the kitchen where you could store canned goods and extra dishes.
Called that the grocery room.
Okay.
Pantry, some called it a pantry, and some called it a grocery room.
Did you ever see kitchens built different from how they're built now?
Oh, yeah. Back when I was growing up, they don't have them such things as they got now. They wasn't up to date. There wasn't no sinks in them,
uh-huh.
No cabinets. They just had tables and shelves and such as that.
You ever see them built separate from the rest of the house?
Yeah. Our kitchen was built separate from the house. You had to go out of the kitchen. When I was growing up, when they built the house, they built a kitchen to it.
Uh-huh.
And just went out of the house into the kitchen. Right by the chimney, out the door, into the kitchen.
But they were connected, and there's just a wall between them. But you had to go out in the backyard.
And my granddaddy had one. Had one that you went down some boards from the house to it.
What were those boards called?
Them were logs, hewed out.
Uh-huh.
They called them a walk. Oh, when my grand the kitchen after dinner, children didn't go in that kitchen no more without she wanted them in. She'd go get them something to eat, but she wouldn't let them go in. She had an apron tied around her with a pocket in.
Uh-huh.
She'd take that key and put it in a pocket. There used to wasn't no glass windows hardly in the houses either. Didn't have no electric lights. There wasn't no electricity here until back in. Back in the 20s. There wasn't none in here till this co-op took over.
You've always had electricity in this house here?
Yeah, it's wired full since.
How long have you lived in this?
You see, we built it in 63.
You built
62 and 3. Yeah, I built this myself, me and Bo.
Was the frame still here for this house?
I bought an old house. It was built 88 years when I bought it.
Uh-huh.
And tore it down, moved it down here, and built this house out there. Sold over $100 worth of lumber. Didn't give it $200 for the house.
Gosh.
All the lumber that was in that house was hand-dressed, except a little side room had been built to it. So I called it a screen porch.